You're listening to The Beige Philip Show with Dante Nero on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yo, what's up, Square Pimper Gate? On this episode, we got Tax Stone. You asked for him. We got him. We had an extraordinary podcast talking about accepting your flaws, striving for perfection, maintaining your integrity, pimping, and being direct. This was a goodie. We've been looking for this dude. I mean, he was everything I thought he'd be. Credible and all that, you know?
A lot of good pimping stories.
Good shit. Apparently, I'm fucked up for unhinging jaws. But, yeah, you know,
it's rare that somebody comes in here hurtful. And says you're too violent.
a little hurtful.
What a rarity.
A little hurtful, but whatever. Let's get into this, man.
You are now tuned in to Beige Philip.
More importantly, bitches ain't shit.
Mandingo.
I've been reading. Bitch is my whole life. That's my job. That's why I fuck.
If you haven't problems, this shit is real. Dante Nero knows what the fuck he is doing.
There's no real girl code. It's what I call bitch politics. No women want most of all.
More.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is they want. More.
It's time to join the movement. GYPB. Get your balls back.
They don't understand. I'm giving you the best of me so that I can fuck you. But once that's over, the contract is over.
You know, right? Wrong. Everything your mama said. Wrong. Fuck that bitch too.
But this is some stuff I pulled out of the Bible. Now, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't.
And then the Lord said,
Timothy 2:11-15, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. Shut your mouth.
Oh, shit. It's about to go down. GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. WWDD, what would Dante do? And this is a special show.
What?
Yeah.
Finally.
Brooklyn, holla at me. I am excited because we got a special guest.
Finally.
Now, I know I have said we had a special guest 180 times before this.
In a row.
But this time, I mean it.
Oh, finally.
Finally.
Good.
It's going down. No wads. Wag ass dudes.
No wads.
No wads.
Get your balls back. Be a better bitch. I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going down. Mara, how are you?
I'm doing great. Casey Snipes, we're on Periscope, said happy birthday, Harry. Then Diesel said fuck you, Harry. So,
nice. Diesel, we going to see you, nigga.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
You're real tough over the phone, Diesel. You're real tough over the phone.
Fucking internet fucking thug. We going to see you. We got new equipment where we can triangulate where you fucking texting from.
Yeah.
Fuck this triangulating.
Don't you just shut the fuck up, Andre. Don't ruin the thing.
What the fuck that mean?
You should know what it means. It's called a front. Just shut the fuck up.
Seamus Richie
trying to convince
says,
people we're
don't
hard.
Be sensitive, Harry.
Well, fuck you too, Richie. I'll snatch that phone out of your hand, Mara. I don't know how it works.
And Andre said, shut the fuck up, retard Andre.
They're just going in. Some internet thugs.
The first and
no,
last
Edgar.
Periscope
Edgar.
For this
oh,
show.
That was Edgar. Yeah. Edgar, what's up? Get some pussy, Edgar. And stop hanging out with your son. Love that dude. Ma, you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Okay. All right. Harry, how are you doing?
Oh, I was doing all right until about 10
they
seconds
said,
ago.
They said, fuck you,
people
Harry.
People started laying the boots to me.
Yeah, it happens, brother.
Ain't gonna happen.
You okay? You feeling
good?
I'm ready
fine.
To do this?
I ain't going down like no bitch, though.
Nah, can't
that.
Do that. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Put some hands on people.
Oof, that's it's going down.
Hands
it's
on
going
people.
Down. Andre, my retarded son.
I'm good. Fuck you, I ain't retarded.
I can read.
All right? Algebra's a little hard, but I got everything else down.
You know, they keep talking shit on Periscope. We're going to just send Andre.
I'm going to find you.
He's going to find you. I mean, he probably won't find you.
Depending but we will send. GPS locations or not.
He'll just be just wandering searching. Around the city, punching people in the mouth. The guest we got tonight is, this dude is the game changer. Yeah. I don't know if you know what that means, Harry. That means the guy who changes the game.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I'm a little slow on the street, Lindo. Thanks for breaking it down.
Andre,
sometimes some
changes
of
the game. Okay. Let's just say, African Americans don't really listen to fucking podcasts. I mean, they do, but not the hood.
Well,
not deep in the hood.
Demographic of African Americans. I forgot what we broke it down as. What was the breakdown?
Anybody who
did
has.
Did you break it down, Harry? Is that what
I don't think
said?
I broke it down.
Anybody
no,
that doesn't tie their Timberlands all the way up, don't listen to podcasts.
No.
Oh, okay.
Anybody that has electrical tape on their gun. Don't probably don't
they
have
never heard of a podcast.
No tape.
They don't use the iTunes.
Never.
They don't use the iTunes, my friend. Mm. They don't do it.
Why would you put electrical tape? Is it for fingerprints?
Just come on, stop. We only got an hour. You can ask our guests.
And why don't they tie up their shoes? It's unsafe.
For your information.
The more you know.
So this dude right here just fucking, he has brought podcasting to the hood. Mm. Everybody that he, that listen to this shit have at least one do-rag. At least one, right? At least one. And
might be three.
Maybe three, but three. At least
I gotta
one.
Get mine back from the cleaners.
The you dry
yeah,
clean
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. It's cashmere.
give it up for Tax, y'all. Give it up for Tax in the building.
Thank you, thank you. What's going on?
And we also got this man, quiet, dog. Just quiet. Just being quiet. Say what's up. See, he don't even sound.
Can't
he don't really
up on the mic.
He talks to the mic. It don't even work when he talks to the mic. It's just quiet. Tax, what the fuck is up, yo?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
We good. We good. You
thank
know
you for the cognac.
Yeah, got to do it right. I called your man.
Nice white woman next to me.
What could be better?
What else could a black man ask for?
White woman.
I just answered a casting call.
She was like, you know, you're hired. White girl,
it
big titties.
White.
Is this going to be on VH1?
It did say big titties in the breakdown. So, man, Tax, changing the game. Bringing the podcast and changing.
How did you do that, by the way?
Well, it wasn't done intentionally. I didn't know, like, that wasn't part of the plan. Like, I'm about to bring podcasting to the project.
just threw it out there.
I guess the people that already was watching me, like, I'm from the street, you know what I mean? So people that knew me know me from the street, so then I'm doing something. So they like, oh, let me check that. I remember saying podcasting to people.
They
was looking at me like I was retarded. Like, a podcast? What the fuck is that?
What, when you say the streets, what was your background? Like, what is it?
What is your background?
My occupation in the street, I was a robber.
Okay.
Just stick up
that's
here.
Why my name is Tax.
That's like a lot of podcasters
people.
Do that. I think Mark Maron started out that way.
Perhaps.
The Nerdist. They were sticking
up. Hardwick is a bit of a thug.
They used to do smash and grabs. And then they were like, you know,
I'm thinking of
podcasting is the way.
Yeah. They broke into a pawn shop, got a couple microphones, and you know.
You're Robin Hood and Quiet John.
John, you gotta
nobody knows that word.
Covertly.
That's covertly. That's dangerous. You got a street nigga that knows vocabulary. Andre.
It's like quiet.
Jesus. I'm going to get you the app, the dictionary Silence. App. You know, the dictionary gives you a new word every day.
You know what's wrong? He was born too pretty.
Spy-like.
That's what he didn't think he had to learn anything.
He's so adorable.
You can covertly slide him. Okay.
Yeah.
Try to sound it out.
Tax, stick up, kid, and just said, yo, let me talk to motherfuckers about what? Shit. The hood.
Well, you know how that happened was like another podcast, the Kid Fury. He came up to me.
Okay.
My homegirl manages him. And he was like, yo, man, you should do podcasting. Like, you hilarious or whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? You funny. And I was just like, oh, think about it. And one day I seen him do a live show, and it was like 300 people sold out. Right. I was like,
I'm with it.
You was like, okay.
I was like, oh, it's paper and that shit.
And I don't have to stick nobody up.
Exactly.
They just give it to me.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's
who turned you on? Because Reggie Ose is a friend of the friend of the. Did he approach you or. Combat Jack for anybody who, you know. Doesn't know. Did he approach you or did you?
Reg. I met Charlamagne first.
Okay.
And Charlamagne is on Loudspeaker Network also.
Yeah, yeah.
So Charlamagne was like, yo, man, come on my podcast. And after I came on, he was like, yo, man, you need a podcast.
Right.
So, you know, Chris Morrow and Reggie run it. So they was Chris Marr was like, yo, Kid Fury told me about you from before.
Right, right.
So it was like, it just worked out like that from then. And cool. Reg was like, yo, come on the podcast. And he was like, yo, we going to do it.
Cool.
I was like rocking in like a month.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I heard the buzz. I heard the buzz, and I was like, and the people's hitting me up right away. They was like, yo, you got to get that kid Tax.
The first day I ever put out a podcast, somebody hit me like, yo, you got to get on the Beige Phillips show. And I was like, I didn't know what it was because I didn't know what too much podcast was anyway.
You just knew podcast the word.
Exactly. That's all I knew. I didn't know what the word meant either. Yeah. Still don't. But, you know. But I was like, yo, man, I'm going to check it out. And then I started, like, seeing it more, and, like, it was, like, continuously happening. It wasn't, like, it wasn't one or five people. Mm-hmm. It was more than that.
Oh, just hitting you to come on. I got a lot of hits too in that. And, I mean, so I reached out. I was like, man, let me see what this kid. Shout out to Danny. Danny kind of met up with you, and he said, you know, that he spoke to you. And he was like, yeah, I got to, I'm meaning to do that, whatever. I'm going to hit him up, whatever. And then I just said, like, fuck it. I'm going to just, you know, let me do it myself. And so I hit up Quiet John. I hit him. He called me back whispering on the phone. He was like, yo, what's up? I was like, okay, you all right? So, you there? He was like, yo.
Quiet John was just quiet.
He was like, I'm going to get him on. When are you taping? I was like, let's do it next week. He was like, all right, I'll get back to you.
Let's get it done.
So it was hot to death, huh?
Is this recording, by the way?
No, it's not.
It's not. All right, we'll start from here. That's all right.
Fuck, we missed all of that. You can listen to it. We missed the sorry, motherfuckers. I didn't hit the fucking cameras.
Record button there.
But you can listen to the fucking antics.
And now you can hit. Well, you get the rest of it.
I mean,
you
missed the part where fucking Mara pulls her titties out. But that's all right. We'll just move on. So, you know, just.
It'll happen.
Hit up Tax.
They were itchy.
Yeah. Ew. So I hit a Tax to come through. It came right through, just right away. His was dope. Here's what I think is real dope. Tax, street nigga, straight up street nigga. Mm. Now, I did some things. Let's just say, did some things, and I
allegedly.
Allegedly. And his was funny, Tax. His was crazy. Like, I did a lot of dirty shit. I'm a lucky dude, never been arrested. 49 years old, never been arrested.
It happens.
That I slipped between the cracks, really, with the whole mass incarceration.
Not from a lack of trying.
No, I mean, no, I wasn't trying to get arrested. No. But the difference was, I didn't have the if I knocked a nigga out, right, I didn't have the bravado to stand over. I would just jump in a cab and run. I ran like he beat me up.
You didn't do a touchdown dance?
Nah, I'd just run.
You didn't do high-fiving people?
Yeah, I would just be out. And I'm blessed. Let me just say this. I'm blessed to not be locked, to have to go that long. Because, I mean, how many niggas you know never been locked up?
I don't know many. I remember I was going through a run where I did so much. I wasn't getting arrested. People thought I was snitching. Like, yo, this nigga don't never go to jail. He's doing everything. He's done everything. Like, I was do shit and other people would go to jail for it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So I was just sly, but I always knew how to move. Like,
right,
I was always a stick and move type cat. I had watched this dude in my neighborhood years ago. Like, he used to have issues with different people, like another block. Like, he drug dealers.
Right.
But the way he moved, nobody never was able to do anything to him.
Right, right.
Like, he would come out, shoot people, stab people, beat people up. Nobody would get him, no. Because he was never nowhere to be found.
Right, right.
So I just started mimicking his moves, and I just knew how to move in the street from there on.
But
I
didn't
never
shoot people or stab people, allegedly. You never did that.
Nah, I did all that shit. I was in jail for it, though.
I'm trying to
keep it on the down.
I went to jail for it, so I don't care.
All right, fair enough. But the ones, you didn't go to jail for, you didn't do.
I didn't do it.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough.
Damn sure did.
Fair enough. I just want to make sure.
I did all that shit.
I did. I don't mind to say because I don't glorify it, but at the same time, I always tell people what I did to explain what I'm into now and what I'm trying to be. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's important. I find a lot of dudes who don't, like, embrace their past. It's like you always feel as though like, there's always a question of somebody pulling the wool off you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a man. My man is...
You don't trust somebody who doesn't embrace the that they've come from something.
First of all, here's what's crazy.
And they're flaws, period.
Yeah, flaws.
Like, you got to just say some shit. Like, you got to be like, just embrace your flaws. Say, like, yo, I finger pop myself while I jerk off. Like, let me know your wrongs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I probably wouldn't start with that. I get the metaphor.
That's not like he's thinking about somebody specific he talked to that brought that up.
No,
like,
I actually was. It just shit came up this morning. I was talking to my girl. I was like, yo, a therapist was like, had the therapist had the boy sending pictures to him of his privates.
Okay.
So I told her, I said, that's why you don't give people they're supposed to. Anybody that I feel like anybody that has a certain stature where they have to act a certain way,
Or
they could lose their job, I don't trust them because we all know we all have flaws.
Exactly. Yeah,
so if you can't accept your flaws in the open, I'm afraid of you.
Right.
So I don't believe in politicians,
preachers,
you know, therapists, certain people that have to hold those types of
Keep that air up.
Well,
it's
never know the hidden thing that they got that's wrong with them.
It could be, and then the more they hide it, the worse it is.
Exactly.
Then they fucking kids. Shout out to the Catholic Church.
Going strong.
No, still didn't get caught. They haven't even been locked up for it. You know?
Nobody in the Catholic Church is get it arrested.
No.
They are doing their thing. Yo, doing it way big though. Gotta respect the fact that they're doing it way big.
Hey, the Jews were in the news today about that.
What about
a longer run than Shug
Knight? But everybody knows they do that. I didn't say that, Andres. Don't say that,
bro. Shout out to the Jews.
Shout out to Jews. I mean, great lawyers.
Good people.
Sign
great
me.
Great cookies.
Great Shirley Temple curls.
It's one of the things that I say is interesting. If you ever ask somebody, yo, are you perfect? Everybody goes, of course I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But then we hold ourselves and other people up to the moniker of perfection, as if you can't make mistakes. So if we already understand that nobody's perfect, that it's an impossibility to be perfect. I mean, even if you strive for perfection, as you move closer to perfection, it moves further away from you because you start to recognize more things about yourself that you need to fix. But to accept that nobody's perfect and then expect perfection and flawlessness is just it's an absurd concept because it goes against each other. So it's funny. I got one of my boys, pretty hot DJ. Well, I'll say his name later, but he's pretty hot DJ dude. But he used to strip with me. We used to run hoes and all kinds of shit. And now he doesn't identify with the fact that we was running around fucking humping bitches in the face for money, right? And shout out to my Aunt Ethel too, because she always sell tickets.
Oh, nice.
It's nice.
Family business. Keep it in the family.
I mean, you know what we do. So it's funny.
He doesn't embrace
that because he feels, you know what he's doing, how he moves, people can't know. And I was like, son, they going to know. And when they know, now they got something up on
me.
See, nobody can really have nothing. Nobody has nothing up on me.
Exactly. That's
not
how
after
I move.
This show came out.
I blow myself up. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because it's funny. I just saw this. I saw this Broadway play. Shout out to me and my class.
Yeah.
I went to see this Broadway play, Hamilton. Mm-hmm. So it's hot. But it's like it's hip hop, R&B. I don't know the guy's name, but dope. I'm not a Broadway
dude,
but they freestyle. And it's all rap and R&B. The story of Alexander Hamilton, right? So in the story, he actually fucks. Oh, shout out to Rick Roberts, Organic Couples took me. He actually came down. One of the fans of the show, big fan of Christopher. He's a good friend of Christopher Ryan. When I fucked up the whole thing with Christopher Ryan, I apologize for that, guys. I'm still trying to rectify
that,
Christopher Ryan from Sex at Dawn. But Rick came fan of the show. Feels like I helped him out. Came here, came from Japan, bought tickets for the Broadway, took me to the Broadway show, which I would have probably never done. But Hamilton, it's an all multicultural multicultural cast, and it's they rap freestyle and R&B. It's one of the dopest shit I ever seen. But in the story, Alexander Hamilton, smashes this bitch in the, in at the time of when they were we were getting the independence of the country.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so Jefferson and Madison, these niggas was trying to come out, yo, we heard you. You rocked, you know, you smelt, fuck this bitch, your political career is over. This motherfucker printed a dossier of blow by blow how he fucked this bitch in his house, this, that he, and produced it.
Published.
Printed it out there. And sent it out. So, yo, this is what happened. And them niggas couldn't touch him.
Right.
Because he was like, yo, I'm a dirtbag. I'm a dirtbag. All right, so now nobody could call him a dirtbag. And I was like, man, I don't know if I have the integrity to do that, to just...
Well, that's like, I call that the Jim Norton syndrome, where you just reveal it all. There's nothing.
Tell it there's nothing left. And I mean, I let it all out, but...
I mean, you just didn't do as much as Norton did.
I mean, I'm a dirtbag.
I don't care. I came to a point like, you know, you like sneak doing crime when you little. I was mad young doing shit that I knew I wasn't supposed to do. So like, it came to a point where I started getting arrested.
Right.
So it's like, yo, I got to tell the truth to my family. Like, and I just felt like I never was a pussy. So I'm like, I can't just lie to people. I mean,
so
you
was like
you.
6 years old. Yo, I be sticking people out, mom. Fuck blocks. Six. I need a silencer.
Not six. But it actually did start from
young.
Just doing little dumb shit. Yo, fuck this shit. Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
I mean it's dope, but the credibility of that to because his was interesting. Making money. People respect you now, and they can respect you because you're a credible dude, because you're honest about what your flaws are. And it's funny, and I've been listening to the show. Like, I didn't start listening to it. A couple of dudes hit me, and I started listening to it. And even your ability to communicate on the show is getting better and better with every show. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't blow smoke up a nigga ass, whatever. But I'm saying... It's getting better. Like you, and I know you kind of feel the proficiency of what you're doing as you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And now you have both sides of this where, wow, I could do this, and dudes could see me and go, I could be different. I'm that dude.
Mm-hmm.
I stole bubble gum from other kids and stuck kids up, took their lunch pail, whatever the fuck, and I could stop. I can stop sticking up and I can do something else. And that's, man.
That's the point. Like, you know, I didn't even realize that I was doing anything like that until Mano called me one morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he called me and he was like, yo, I don't think you realize, like, you just paved the new lane. He said, you know, dudes only thought basketball, rap, drugs. He said, you never make it selling drugs.
Right.
You might make it selling rap. You know what I mean? He was like, and you just made a whole new lane. He said, I don't think you realize what you did.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't realize it. And I was like, damn, it actually is something different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
Well, here's what happens that, and I think that it's funny because, I mean, I look at it analytically. The fact that you all you did was like, I'm going to be a credible nigga. I'm going to be a dude that does the right thing and puts out a good product, and I want to, you know, and what I call that on Beige Filler, we call that protecting your manhood at all costs. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, you try to be the best version of yourself. And whether or not your intention is to affect other people or not, you do on a day to day basis. Just your presence it's a lot of times, especially in this era in with politics and stuff, we feel as though we're so helpless that there's nothing we could do. But just being dope and being humble about your dope, just on the path of being dope and being trying to be better, be the best version of yourself, people are watching you and going, yo, I could do this shit. Like, I could, whatever it is. And sometimes it may not be podcasting, but it may be TV or acting. Yeah. So you got, man, I a lot of love, a lot of respect.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it because I don't think you understand how dope what you're doing is.
I probably don't.
Well,
people keep telling me, so I start believing it a little bit.
Right.
You know
how
what I mean?
How long has this show been going on?
for you? Since February.
Since February. Wow, this is intense. I mean, it's got to be intense.
I mean, the streets is talking.
Oh, okay.
The streets is talking about Tax like that.
Good.
Like, I don't... He, like,
that surprises me, the type of dudes that even hear it. Like,
yeah.
Especially, like, when dudes that you know caught mad bodies in the 80s and they just home and nobody...
Hold on. Those are deaths and murders. Just want to make sure you...
Go on.
I saw CSI.
A whole bunch of dudes that caught bodies and shit that you ain't seen in years.
I fucks with you, Tax.
Yo, I was listening to your, I was listening to your radio show. I'm like, yo, good looking, man. It just bugged dudes that you know don't even have smartphones. Right. You know what I mean?
So, who did you rob to listen to this shit?
Yo, I got to steal a smartphone. Tax's new joint come out.
I got to steal an iPhone today.
Nah, yo, I can't listen to just on some bullshit. I got to get some beats, too.
You know when I knew it was crazy? This DJ Kyra Chaos hit me, and she was like, yo, I'm in L.A. in an Uber, and I get in Tax Season play, and she got me on FaceTime.
Right.
The Uber driver like, yo, man, I fuck with you every Wednesday, bro. That's when I was like, damn, this shit is, like, really, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny, because, I got a little dude from Mongolia that fucks with me. Like, I didn't even know Mongolia was a country, son. I thought it was, like, Sumeria.
Yeah, I didn't know they were still around.
It's still Mongolia. I had to look on the map. Like,
thought it was a barbecue. Yeah,
you thought it was Mongolia.
You could take planes there and everything, apparently.
He was like,
I went to Snapchat and three white chicks from Norway smoking out the bong. They like, Tax Season. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. Yeah, Norway. Yeah.
This dude, the kid from Mongolia, he was like, yo, bro, you got to come out here. We could go timber wolf hunting. I was like, nigga, what? Timber wolf hunting.
That's some fly shit.
Like,
not
yo,
just wolf hunting.
Timber wolf. The big ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
Come on.
With some horses, and we'll, I'm like.
Bite this shit up.
You want to go hunting?
You want to go?
No. For bitches, no? Not timber wolves, nigga.
Some of your bitches are timber wolves. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. They are.
Honestly, I'd rather deal with the timber wolves, to be quite honest with you.
You better at least you know what's emotion. You don't gotta pay for shit.
That's because you fuck white girls too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, white girls is just scary because they be like, you know, I know I suck your dick and fucked you, let me fuck me in the ass, but today I feel like you raped me.
I'll be scared.
Today you feel like it?
Oh, shit.
What about while I was doing it? No, it felt fine then, but. Yeah.
It's too different, bro. You know, the last one had like
football,
a biting thing, bro.
Football, they put a play under review. Yeah. Under review!
You're like, what? She drops that flag down, you're like, no!
My God, it's crazy.
You already called it fair.
Oh, no. You can't take it back, man. No,
she's
take
like,
back.
She's like, yes, I can.
Oh, I don't trust him.
So, it's dope. It's real
never said
dope.
It.
And so,
well, again, Mara, you can't rape the willing. So,
come on, Andre, take me.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to convince the judge.
Mara's like, come on, rapist. Yeah. Come on, rapist, faster.
Yeah.
Is that all you got? You faggot.
And then he's like, I'm done.
I don't want to do this anymore. You don't stop. You want to rape? You keep raping. You like, tomorrow stops. Rubs his back and says, listen, you're going to try again. Look, like, I'm sorry. A little excited.
Have some juice.
Here, look, stop. Right, look.
Now, pick the gun back off and put it next to my head.
Mara puts the tissue in his nose. Now, blow. Mara's the worst.
Mara put chloroform in her own rag. She'll bring it. I bought my own bottle.
Like, this chloroform has expired.
Do I have to mix?
You're gonna knock me out with this.
Do I have to mix my own drinks in this fucking place?
But yeah, it's crazy. It's real crazy. Because one of the main things. I mean, I teach niggas how to get laid and get pussy, manage a bitch, and whatever the fuck. But it really comes to the credibility of the man. Like, the credibility of the man is what makes you attractive. I don't give a fuck what you look like, what, you know, if you that's your swagger. When you know who you are, you know what your worth is, and every day you get up to be a better dude, a chick is always gonna look at you and go, I'm trying to fuck with this nigga. I'm fucking with, because the minute you're shady, and shaky. They panic.
Oh, they go. They will not stick around.
Yeah, like, oh, he don't know what he's doing.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I had a dude, I'm going to remain nameless because he's kind of famous dude, called me up for some advice, and he was like, she's a stripper. You know, I'm fucking with this girl. She's a stripper, and but she's a dental assistant 3 days out of the week, and she's, you know, she likes me. So I went to the club, and I spent like $300. So I go, okay.
A lot of flags here.
Stop.
Okay.
Like, what? Okay. $300. Why would you? First of all, and he just kept telling me.
You know what's weird? It's like you're an expert in relationships, but being an expert in anything else, there's like nobody else would tell you these stories without seeing their own. Like if you went, yeah, my roof is broken. I go up there with golf cleats and I hit it with a hammer and right, I put dynamite in the top.
Up, yeah,
but just, they never know because they're just telling you, yeah, you know, I spent a couple $1,000 on her. I met her on a website called fuckmeformoney.com. Like, but to you, you're like, hold on.
Stop there. Stop there.
Yeah. But there's and like, my roof is damaged. I don't know what to do about it.
When they're giving me the details, this is the funny shit.
Yeah.
I go, whoa. No, wait. Let me tell you. I got to tell you everything.
So you know.
And I'm like, we are already fucked up in the game. At the first 3 minutes out of your mouth, right. We are fucked up. You went to the strip club and spent $300. How? What? Why?
On her or other girls? Just on her?
On her.
That's dumb.
Thanks, Mara. I mean, I did cover that.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong.
So, and then he said,
should have spent it on the other girls.
Or just see, not spending
one. That's certainly better than what he did. But yeah, you shouldn't go there at all.
Well, you can go and you can always go up and pick up strippers. But
no. But if you're, if
she'll
she's,
be charming with her coworkers.
Oh yeah,
just have all the bitches tweaking.
She will get vicious.
Yeah, they
will. And then rape you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I ended up getting my wife. They almost had a bottle fight.
Did he meet this?
We'll get into that another time.
A bottle fight? Wait a minute. Like, the one where you smash it on the counter? Like,
So it was
That's how you knew it was love?
Yeah. Well, when a bitch breaks a bottle to cut another bitch's face, give another bitch $1.50, that's love. Mm. I don't know how they do it. That's love. That's love. The only thing that's more love than that is if a bitch gives you chlamydia twice.
Hold on, what?
That is real love. Like, if you get chlamydia and then you go back to get it again, that's love.
That's love.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah,
that means you had to return to the scene of the crime, Mara. That means you doubled down. Like, you're aware that it couldn't be anybody else. You're the only one who gave me chlamydia.
This bitch got a dirty pussy, but you know what? She got it cleaned up. So I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah. I'm going back in. So, what happened was, my ex-wife was a stripper, right? Tax, how old are you?
30.
Okay, so 30. you I don't know if you remember the Cheetah Club. Flatbush Avenue, Farragut.
Oh, no.
Okay, you know the newer one.
All right.
The old one used to be on Farragut and Flatbush right by the junction, right? Across the street was the whole house. And they used to do the locked door parties back in the day with the locked door parties and the fuck parties or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So my ex-wife had a girlfriend, a little cutie girlfriend. They wanted to spice up the fucking relationship.
And when you say girlfriend, not like girls say my girlfriend.
No, that was
legitimately.
They was scissoring.
Right.
They was smashing.
Gash bashers.
Yeah.
Clam bashing.
I don't know if that's a real phrase, Mara. But
gash bashers.
I don't think that anyone calls them gash bashers.
Clam bashing.
Yeah.
Clam bashing. So, and they were like, yo, we're going to bring this, because at the time I was stripping, and they was like, let's bring this stripper nigga in, blah, 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 blah. Right? So, you know, I started, we was doing these threesomes, whatever, and then they started fucking me behind each other's back, right? Mm. Now, so I had this other boy in the bed. This is how far ago, this was like 90s. So I had an answering machine with a tape. It was clicking and shit. Click, 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 right?
You had some money, man. You had an answering machine back then.
Andre's looking at him like he's old. You're looking at him like, holy shit, an answering machine.
He had to buy tapes.
You just reused the same one, I think.
So I had this other boy in the bed. And my boy who bounced at the club, he's like, yo, these bitches found out.
He gave you a heads up.
Don't come to the club. So when they split up, they was fighting, and half the strippers went with one side, half the other strippers.
Christ.
And they broke bottles. They was like, bitch, I cut. They was giving me a name. They get ready. He's like, yo, nigga, don't come. These bitches are having a bottle fight in the club, right? So I was like, no, I'm, you know, so I was already in. I already had this other chick, right? And I was in the dungeon in the basement of this house. We used to call it the dungeon. So my man says,
"That's where the futon was. Where you,
the futon. A lot of.
Just imagine a bunch of bitches with like that old timey English. Yeah, say,
yeah,
it's my man.
Yeah,
say,
he's my man.
Nigga, I'm not that old. What the fuck is wrong, nigga?
What?
This nigga's like I was in black and white.
Yeah.
This nigga had
the worst part was,
hey, she got a great set of cans.
Yeah.
See,
gams.
I've been there.
Look at the gams there, huh? Yeah, I know, but that...
Don't come to the club. The coppers are busting us for selling bourbon. Keep away, see? So, the fuzz is on.
So even then, I kind of... So the dude was like, don't call me. Yo, it's fucked up. Whatever. So I didn't even call him bitches because I knew it was, you know...
What do you say?
I was ugly. So they called me and they was like, why don't you... You know, you with that bitch, blah, 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 blah. And I was like... I was like, both of y'all was fucking me. It's like, it's not like
it's
this was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like we were straight up in the first place. Right. And, all right, I'm a dirty motherfucker, but okay. Well, at least you can do is apologize. I'm not apologizing for shit. You're not even going to apologize. I was like, no. She was like, you should apologize. I was like,
how does repeating it help?
Not gonna do it.
Because you run out of options at that point. Like, what?
She's like, well, you better stop fucking that bitch. I'm not doing that either. I'm not doing that either. I was like, you either want to keep staying on the fucking gravy train or not. Well, you should at least apologize.
Yeah, this motherfucker is stupid.
I was like, yeah. No, I'm
how
not.
How did you know to do that? I mean, I guess you'd have enough notches on your belt by then still.
Let's just say, look, if Tax calls his aunts, right, at 45 and said, do you know Mandingo? They know me.
Right, right, right.
Aunts.
Damn, let me ask these old bitches.
You ask these.
You just never know.
If you ask
even
them.
Even if they deny it, just look in their eyes when they
and
like
when they
their,
go, no,
their
I never. I never did that at all. Because so we was.
Oh. Look, then they ask, do you know a Mandingo?
I don't know what you're talking about. Going back to carving the turkey. What the fuck?
They was in
about.
There. Because I was in Blake Dumont, the Bushwick and Gates Masonic Temple, South Oxford Tennis Club. Restoration Plaza.
Wow.
All over
Brooklyn. They know this motherfucker.
Yeah,
he was stripping it. Baby showers.
All
types
baby
of
showers.
Shit.
Yeah, she had to do the baby showers.
Oh,
I don't know
really
what.
Oh,
my gosh.
Shows?
We had that at 95 South. And the first time that I saw that, I was like, these are quite different than a white baby shower.
Yeah, so it's the dragon bitch. Dragon bitch all over the floor, put your dick in the face.
I was like,
climb, I used to do handstands with my dick in
the
bitch.
Did the father
like,
stay around?
No, nigga, her father wasn't around.
I seen
no,
some
I mean,
shit.
Like, if my woman got a baby shower and then, nigga, you show up stripping, that's it. I'm deadbeat daddy now. I'm not staying for this.
Yeah, nigga, but they hide it. Go
ahead. Somebody tweeted a link, like, 2 years ago, and they was like, this is your wife or her bachelorette party. There was some shit. Some strippers, niggas. They walk around here. They dick sucked through the whole party.
Yeah,
oh, I was like, what the strippers? Fuck? But I had to think about it. I said, that shit gotta be happening.
Yeah,
it gotta be.
Wait, male strippers? I'm confused. They come and then the women do the work and give them blowjobs.
Well, they get all riled
are,
up.
Let's just know that they are privileged to suck our penises.
Yeah,
we're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
Listen,
big
bitches.
Old hard greasy black veiny penis.
Be a better bitch. Sit back and make them work a little bit.
It's not because look, you gotta
dance,
figure.
Bitch, dance.
This nigga got the six pack and he take you know put the towel around you and you bloop 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 bloop. You be like, I'm in. Look, let me tell you something. Women, like motherfuckers, think dudes is dogs.
Women
chicks,
are just like men.
They're worse. They are work. You saw the video. Mm-hmm. They just suck the dick, and she just put, you want
just
you
pass
want
it over. just pass the dick
with
over.
Some other
like,
woman's
the
saliva on his penis.
Yep.
Y'all eat each other's pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy. Tomorrow's gonna go. Good point. Yeah. Moving on. Y'all eat each other's pussy. You
yeah,
suck.
But not like some strangers.
He's not a stranger.
Your,
you just saw him do a routine for 7 minutes. That's Prince Mandingo.
That's
I know him.
Crew. You with your crew.
Once you see
right,
somebody
I'm with
naked,
my crew,
you know
right?
them.
I'm at my table, and some other bachelorette party's at another table. It goes boom, boom. I'm like, hey, stranger. Oh, it's my turn.
It could, that could happen.
Listen,
but what if it's you and your girls at the table, and y'all just pass that dick around?
I don't want to fuck all my friends. I only want to fuck the tiny ones.
But you kiss them.
No. You I'm very particular. The dick no.
What's your issue?
You never at camp. You girls never at all girls camp pass the dick around. Tell ghost stories.
I mean,
by the campfire and then just pass the dick around.
Right after tetherball.
Yeah,
they used to play that. So
roast some marshmallows and then just pass.
I mean,
dick
I'm
around.
Not a prude. It's just I just have not done that.
Believe you're not a prude by any means.
You didn't have to tell anybody. Yeah, nobody thinks that.
It's just very odd that that's where you're like. Mm.
That's where you draw. Yeah, but see, that's the thing.
That's
about
the interesting
chicks.
Part.
So
though.
Arbitrary. What yeah. what is? I draw the line.
Mara finds sense. That disgusting.
Because three dicks in my ass. That's where I draw the line.
I am not a whore, sir. I am a lady. I cap it off at two dicks.
But here's what's crazy too, and why I wanted us to kind of. Kick it,
did you explain? I'm sorry. Did you explain why you were telling the story about your boy who was dating the dental hygienist?
Right. Right. So he was like, he just kept giving me details about this, and I'm like, nigga, I got your answer. I have like a bitch management computer. You just this is your answer. Like,
your answer.
Tell that bitch to fuck off. Right. So it. So I don't need the information that I need is he, but he kept giving me. And then she's, you know, she works as a dental hygienist for like three times a week. So she only strips like once or twice a week. I'm like, son, you don't understand that. All bitches are the same. Hmm. They always think they're different. But when they all, you know, when the chick goes, I'm not the same at all. I'm different, just like, and they are the same.
The thing
even
is
though
they
all say it just like that. I'm different. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, they all do the same thing. Now, when I say that, women get offended because whatever. They're goofy.
But to counter that, you would say all guys
dudes
are the same,
too. Okay. There's how many dudes go in the strip club and spend $300 on a bitch because they think the dude, like, dudes do that. What I'm trying to tell you is what to not to do.
Right.
The other shit to do. And here's what's crazy. Hood niggas get took just like everybody else. They will get a bitch. Get a bitch. My man, he was like, yeah, that bitch was about her money. This kid I grew up, he was like, remember that bitch around the corner? Since she was 15, she had Lamborghinis and shit coming around the corner. Right on Park Place. Little bad bitch with fat ass, light skin, long hair, whatever. He was like, yo, niggas used to come by. Guy and Teddy Riley and them used to come by this bitch, right? And
holy shit.
Come by them, and she was, that bitch is about, that's a bit bad bitch. I go, yeah, but what how she's still bad now? Because she's like, you know, she's like 35. Mm-hmm. He's like, she's still bad now. She's a correctional, she's bad. So I'm like, son, you telling me this bitch is bad, but the thing is, all you telling me this bitch was about her money. She had niggas tricking. She had niggas giving her money. Why is she a bad bitch? This is a bitch who was about her money. She wasn't about anybody else but herself. So what made her a bad bitch? I go, does this bitch make you a sandwich? Was she sweet? Was she
back you up when you need her? That's
a bad
bitch.
Was she a supportive bitch? Was she a bitch that would put the gat in her purse, bring it in the club, like whatever? Mm-hmm. Was she a down ass? Nothing he said was to benefit for him. It was, this bitch is a bad bitch. And niggas, and young niggas, hood niggas got it fucked up because all the music is got niggas tricking.
Yeah.
Make it rain. This nigga, that's you a trick.
Yeah. It was a time in music where tricking wasn't cool.
It's
and then it was like the rapper said trick, and it's like, all right, we tricking now.
There should be some more rapping about like, hey, you know, let's cap it at a limit. When you're in the club, let's keep it at 200.
Let's make it rain, but not over 200.
Yeah. Let's be fiscally responsible up in there, you know, some of that. Like, but remember, that's your 401k, you know, something.
But you feel me? I mean, it's like tricking is the norm. Everybody's tricking.
I love that idea of like, yeah, I just threw $1,000. Like, oh, I guess you're the man then. You just threw $1,000.
I know niggas that would be in the same age group as me, living the same hood as me, go to the club and pretend to be signed to some ill shit, pretend to be a fucking multi-million dollar rapper, and then come back to the same hood with me and be broke now. It's like, no, I'm not.
Right.
Like, I don't give a fuck. You're stupid. Yeah,
that's the majority
You're stupid.
Yeah. That's what Instagram created.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, Instagram. I always give this tale about Twitter and Instagram. Huh. All the girls, they, like, the girls is, like, super popping on Instagram. They was on Twitter. They didn't have that much followers. They was pretty. Mm-hmm. They was cool, but right. they couldn't talk.
Instagram is where they make their money. It's, yeah.
They get on Instagram. All they could do is put pictures up. That's their strong point. They just right. look good.
Right.
They ain't got nothing else going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, when you see that bitch, she's struggling. These bitches be struggling just for captions.
Yeah.
I tell you right there, these bitches don't got much of a thought process. These bitches just go, oh, let me listen to a Drake record Drake real record, fast, a Fab record, and post this caption, because they don't even got a thought process.
Right.
They just hollow.
Drake and Fab has contributed to 98% of all these bitches' thoughts, captions, ideas.
They just quote song
posts.
Lyrics and post
that's
that
it.
On. Yeah.
They have no idea what anything
I
is.
I try not to follow anybody on Instagram that's just pretty,
I mean,
like, can't it, help it. Bitch
well, you can't help it, but.
It's crazy, though, that is the measure. I mean, although Cardi B is brilliant, that bitch is a philosopher.
Bag of ear, nigga.
I love her. I love that bitch. She is a philosopher. She's like, bitch, you gotta have one dick nigga and one nigga to get to pay you. Bitch, you want all the dick in the world. You a dick hoe. I'm like, this bitch is a philosopher.
Mm. No, I'm
does
not gonna lie. You
selfie
know, I used to pimp back in the day, so I always tell niggas,
speaking
to Cardi,
just, how did I know?
Cardi is a real hoe.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Real hoe. You could tell she learned
right.
from a pimp.
Right,
right.
It's not, she didn't just learn that in the strip club. She didn't just learn, she learned the game from somebody
that
knew the game.
Someone that knew the game. How long did you pimp?
Probably like, I'm going to say 4 years.
Okay. That's what's the most hoes you ever had?
Five. I had five for a year straight, my first year.
That's a hard.
I keep trying to tell people that. People don't understand that.
It's a hard
I
hustle.
Started off at 13 years old. My hoes was my age, though. They was in my class.
Right.
But I had a little money, so I had my own little apartment, so they stayed with me.
What?
They just people.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is
13.
Real shit.
Yeah.
They could verify.
The goofy
nigga, you ain't
got to
verify. I don't even do that.
I just bumped into a couple of them. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
what's up, yo? What y'all doing?
They said, we heard you talking about this on your podcast. I was like, yeah, I ain't say no names. Like, yeah, I ain't.
Yeah.
But.
They're
yeah,
upset. Like, why not? Why do you mention me by name?
I'm from East New York, and that right. area, you know, that's like where the track was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the main track in Brooklyn. So it was like, it was just natural. So one of my OGs that came home, Free Kev Webb, and he was like, yo, man, you got getting this pimp shit, and da da da. You be around all the girls, nigga, you don't know what to do, nigga. You old pretty black nigga with good hair for no reason. Motherfucker. He had me. I was distributing him bitches.
And let me
I
just
was
say
like,
this text. You do have good hair for no reason. Let's just go there. I want to confirm that.
Oh, shit.
But
cut
yeah,
somebody down by calling him pretty.
East New York is where I went to jail with a bunch of prostitutes.
Yes, you did.
Shout out
lovely.
To you.
Yeah,
shout out to the Oasis.
When she went to jail, she was.
She sold some.
No, I gave a beer to a minor.
Yeah, and they put
and
on the suite.
With the prostitute.
It was the Thursday suite.
Why did you do that?
She didn't know.
No,
it was
they
like
got past the bouncer.
Yeah, it wasn't on the street.
Oh, you was bartending?
Yeah.
Tax was like, she just bootlegging beer on the street.
Just gave beer to a kid?
Oh, yeah. She wasn't outside in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven.
Hey, stop that jump rope and get some of these beers. Y'all want to do shots?
Are you going to pass some Thotaritas around the kids?
Thot juice.
That's crazy.
But that people don't even understand. It's like a lot of things like don't even start. Managing five bitches is
you know,
work.
It's crazy. I had to get older to understand why I had them for so long.
Okay.
And the reason was is because, you know, we was the same age group. We grew
right.
up together. And all they wanted to do was just be comfortable because they was just kids at the time that didn't want to be with their parents because for whatever reasons.
Right.
And they fucked with me. Me personally, I never like really disrespected them. I wasn't
right.
that.
You wasn't a gorilla pimp.
Yeah, I wasn't a gorilla pimp. So it was different. So it was like they just was rocking with me for a year while the other girls, they wanted to be down with us because they see these five hoes so happy. They like, yo, we want to come. So
now
I had, at one time, I had nine hoes.
Well, here's the thing. That is the preliminary one of the Beige Phillip rules is create a bidding war. When you have women that are attracted to you, other women are attracted to you. Mm-hmm. And that's how that, so that principle, that was the principle I understood mm-hmm. when I was pimping. It was just like, so to apply it to a square relationship. So if you a square dude, you got a 9 to 5 or whatever, you work at Burger King. If you got the bitch on the fryer later, right, and the bitch in the drive thru, these bitches will stay with you forever because they are. It's not even about you. It's about them competing as mm-hmm. women to each other, which is built into the DNA. This is what's crazy about that. It's as a species we want to reproduce, and so a chick wants to pick a mate
right.
that is the alpha mate that's gonna. And so when you become that alpha mate, then all of the females compete for you as that alpha mate, mm-hmm. and so you. But a lot of
that's
dudes.
That's why girl code cannot exist.
Exactly. Yeah. There is no girl code. Mm. It's just bitch it's politics.
Not, yeah.
It's bitch politics. Go. That's all.
There you go.
And you, it's only stuff you do while you sharpen the knife to right. kill time. That's all it is. That's all that is.
And it's funny, but there's dudes who fell into that. You know what I'm saying? So you know your experiences through trial and error and blood and fury. You know what I'm saying? And you be this dude who out of your house got your own place and you're creating this comfort and you don't even know you just really a good dude. Mm-hmm. Like, make these bitches comfortable.
Exactly.
I know when I pimped, I used a different strategy. It was a long-term plan. You know, I got a loan from a bank and
Harry had
put
a
out a lot of flyers.
It's like,
yeah.
First, this line right here is the overall growth.
The first year, we're not going to see any returns, but don't be scared. It's a long-term plan.
That was a part of my speech a little bit.
Yeah. Once the brand is strong.
Definitely sound a little part of my it definitely wasn't a return for like the first 3-4 months.
Because it's really love. It's what you're peddling is love. These bitches love you. You are everything that they want. Everything that they need. Even when they don't know what they need. It's comfort.
I stopped pimping when I had to beat one of them up.
Okay, you didn't have the head
I'm
for
a,
it.
I'm a violent person. I don't know how to describe it. You know, I'm very calm until there's no
until
time
you're not.
To be calm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like 0 to 100 because I never warned a person.
Right.
Like, you probably did whatever I didn't like 3 times already.
Right.
And now I'm just jumping out, so now it just seems like I was crazy.
But because you didn't give them any warning, they become like, oh, I guess
I gave warnings to him. I kept telling him, stop talking to me like your third world country bitches. Stop it. I was giving the warnings verbally. Like, I
who
usually don't
again?
Give the warnings.
Joe Buttons.
Joe Buttons.
Who is Joe Buttons for those
he's
of us
a,
who the
he's a rapper,
who
producer who
I know,
you know
who he is. But
he was on
Love
& Hip Hop.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And he gets played. I mean, he gets bitches, but he gets played by bitches too. Like,
he gets bitches because he knows how to manipulate them. And that's what happened while I was talking to him. Because I've been a pimp, because I've been to prison where I've been around the most master manipulators ever. I keep trying to tell people, when I first went to jail, they put me in a cell. I had 2.5 years my first bid. They put me in a cell with a dude that had 45 to life and I think 80 to doing the feds.
Wow.
After.
Wow.
So he's never getting out.
Yeah.
I say that to say this. I've been around master manipulators.
Right.
I've been manipulated. It took me time later on to realize that I was.
Right.
But I have.
So but that's the testimony of a master manipulator that you getting took and you don't even know you getting took.
Yeah.
Right.
I've learned it. I've learned to see it. So while Joe Button was speaking to me, I realized why women dealt with him.
Right.
Because I was once a pimp.
Right.
So I realized why they dealt with him. And at that point, I got mad because I said he was using tactics on them.
Trying
on
to
me.
Play you, yeah.
And
I was like, you can't do that to me. And I kept trying to explain that to him. No, people who haven't, you know, been in the game, they don't understand. So they was looking at it like, oh, what's wrong with him? He blew his cap. No, I blew my cap from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because it was like, yo, you keep insulting my intelligence. Stop it.
Right.
Stop it. You're not talking to one of your hoes. And that's what he was doing. So it was, I seen it. It was like, yo, you talking out your hoes right now. This is how you get them. You're not going to play with me with that type of shit.
Right. And that the insulting of your, but here's where you say, man, I'm violent. I got a bad, I don't really see that. You know what I'm saying? Because
I'm mad respectable until it's no time to be respectable. Like,
right, and that's it.
I don't give warnings. Because I feel like I'm not a fight promoter. I always tell people I'm not Don King. Yeah. So I'm not going to arrange a fight with you.
Right.
I'm just going to fight you.
I'm not going to give you time and date.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you, let's go in the next room.
Right.
You're not going to know.
Right.
I won't even act like I have an issue with you. I'm going to be like,
yeah, but it's.
You know what I mean?
That's not true. That's not true. Because. Giving the warning is giving the warning. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you got motherfuckers who are not accustomed to the credibility of somebody's word. Mm-hmm. Like if I say stop talking to me like that. Mm-hmm. Now, there's so many motherfuckers that are not credible behind their word when they say that when I give you my word, I give you now. Exactly. That means look, Tax. Yo, you can you lend me 500? If you lend me 500, I go, yeah, Tax, I got you, right? That means when you come to get it, I got it. Because mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell you I got it if I don't got it.
Yeah.
And he go, well, yo, you might say, yo, I'm a little bind. Can I get it to you? I'm not sure when I can get it to you, but I get it. I would just say, talk to me. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what the fuck is going on. We good. Whatever. I'm not sweating 500. But now if you ask me for it and I would say I'll give it to you, that's me keeping my word. But it's also me keeping my word if I say, yo, don't talk to me like that again.
Exactly.
We're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Now, that is still your word. And I think what happens is people mistake.
The world has become a place where there isn't as much street consequences as there used to be.
Exactly. Sure.
That's the same thing I be thinking, because like when I first got on to your shit, the podcast, and then I listened to how you speak and how you conduct yourself, the same thoughts of like saying I'm a violent person just because of the industry, mm-hmm. where it's a lot of comedians and a lot of people that have, they reach the age of 33 or 30, whatever, and has never been physically touched.
Punched
before.
In the fucking mouth. Yeah, right. Never been punched in the mouth.
The fucking disconnect of like, these are the ones that say
there's
the
no
most violent shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mara got a guy, and her guy is a mixed martial artist fighter, right?
Mm-hmm. Quiet guy.
But the thing is, he's just a nice dude. I grew up, I was fighting, boxing, all that things. All the people that was in the gym never.
Mara's like, he's not that nice.
That's the thing, but it's like, the people that actually do the shit don't start
prying. Don't talk. Yeah,
sure, it's sure. always the motherfuckers sure. that don't. So mm-hmm. it bothers me to figure out how you conduct yourself within the business. Because
you haven't
like
been
this.
Punched in the mouth. See, when you know that there's a consequence to that.
That's
then
why I don't disrespect all the way. So when I do disrespect all the way, I understand what comes with it. And
right.
I'm telling you, like,
I'm ready to do this.
When I was in, like, the sixth grade, you do gym class, and for some reason, the eighth graders were on the one side of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This group of fucking shitheads were like, he goes, you got any gum, bitch? And I was like, I'm not a bitch. Like I was like a little kid. Like like that's improper. How dare you?
See,
don't address
point,
me that way.
At that
and,
point,
he was pimping.
At point, no. Tax would bite his nose off.
Well,
you got money. You got gum, bitch. Ah!
But they beat the fuck out of me later on.
Right.
And now I wasn't wrong, but like you still learn. Like yeah, you know, you got to pick and choose your battles. Like maybe the eighth grade kids.
What would you have done? Gone to buy gum?
No, they
I
were
got
just.
Your gum
they
right.
were just. No. The point is, there's consequences to whatever. Yeah. Like you can get your ass kicked, so you have to think about that as an option.
I don't know what this is. Fuck,
so
not,
many times.
No, but you know what?
Meaning,
thing
like,
is
if you
a
never,
lot of people don't know they'll get their ass kicked.
Right.
And that's
it's
why.
It's not an option. That's
I know
crazy
I can get my ass
right.
kicked.
Right.
Yeah,
like, I watch certain shit
I
say. So
right.
when I
that's
feel like
I mean.
You don't say, you don't know it, I'll be like, oh, you don't know about.
Oh, you don't know that about this ass kicking? Nobody taught you about this ass kicking?
Exactly.
Right. But from then on, I'm like, the other option I have to be prepared for. Okay, so now I got to be prepared and ready to fight somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't.
But that's
you don't understand.
That's never occurred
right,
to me.
You don't understand
until
that until it happens.
Right,
and then when it happens, and you're like, wow, I'm like, because that crosses your mind while you're like, I'm
the next time somebody asks
right
me for gum, I smashed a bottle in their face.
Yeah.
It's almost like me telling the kids. Like I had a discussion on Twitter. Like a whole bunch of like black activists and Black Lives Matter dudes was like coming at me on Twitter because they was the Charleston shooting that happened in South Carolina
right.
where the kid shot Dylan Roof, I think it was.
Yeah.
They shot the church up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
people was like, one of the politicians said some shit like, if the pastor had a gun, it might have not went that way. And I said, I know that was insensitive for him to say, but I understand what he's saying.
Right.
Because if the pastor had a gun, it might have not went that way. I'm not understanding. Well, it might have went somewhere, but he might have been able to lick his ass the fuck up. That nigga wouldn't be in jail.
Right.
You understand? So
right.
the thing is with me is that I'm a person, I live with prevention. Everything is safety with me. I try to prevent everything. So,
and that comes from not being safe. You know, when you're in a situation when you're not safe,
exactly.
You it's those things that you don't have, you cherished it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I got dudes, I have friends of mine I don't like, but they loyal. So I fuck with them. Cause they loyal.
Mm.
Now every time they talk,
and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Every time they talk, I'm like, oh motherfucker, I am talking
lucky
to this bitch again.
Person.
But she's loyal. Mm-hmm. You remember seeing like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But not having somebody who's loyal. Shout out to Quiet John. is a scare. You know what I'm saying? Being alone and not, when you have that, you cherish that. Mm-hmm. It's, but you also cherish that kind of safety, that safety that you get. So it's funny how, like, now in the second part of your life, you about being safe. I want to be safe. I want, you know, I don't want
to. I've done so much. I know how to get everybody. I know how you're going to get got. I explained to a dude one day how he would get robbed in his crib if he ever got robbed.
Right.
And that's the exact way he got robbed a year later.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just, I'm about prevention. I've done a lot. And I got away with a lot. But I've definitely went to jail for a lot also. So it's just, I'm at that point where I feel like I might just be getting blessed for all the good I've done. You know what I mean? Right. Or the karma for all the wrong I've done.
It's funny because I don't believe in karma.
You don't?
Nah, I don't believe in karma. I believe, but I'll say why I don't believe in karma. Because Donald Trump is running for president.
Right.
No,
yeah.
But I do.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know, karma. It's all good karma because I started from a place where I had nothing. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million.
Loan of $1 million.
I mean, you know, what are you supposed to do with that? I took that pity sum of money. And I did something big. So it's karma. It's karma. It's for all the suffering I went through with my $1 million. And then now I'm being rewarded.
A small sum of $1 million. Got money. For him to even say that and think that was going to reach the people.
Well, because it's he's out of touch. But here's the thing. If you shoot dice, right? If you shoot craps, you shoot CeeLo, you know, eventually... eventually your number comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep rolling, you're going to lose. You got to know when to quit. So I don't believe in karma in that what you do good comes back to you or what you do bad. But the point is, I believe in math and probability. Mm-hmm. If you keep pressing your luck, eventually you're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So now some people randomly get caught on the first one. Some people get caught on the 100th one. Mm-hmm. But if you keep rolling the dice, eventually you lose.
Yeah.
So it's not karma because I don't ever see a balance of this nigga's an asshole. This nigga got what he deserved. That really don't happen.
I'm going to give you mine. My example. I went through, I think, 2 years of karma.
Right.
Where I didn't even realize it was karma. This is why I believe in it. Because I don't believe in none of that superstitious shit.
Right.
But I went through 2 years of doing shit. And as soon as I did it, something happened back to me.
Right.
Meaning good or bad?
Bad.
Right.
So every time. What's an
if
example?
I did some bad shit happened back to me.
Mm.
I think I robbed this white kid, Sean. Shout out to Sean. I robbed this white kid, Sean, for a couple pounds of weed.
Right.
And I didn't even get the 300 grams of heroin he had in the closet, man. I'm sorry
but you're you're a good dude.
What are you going to do?
But that was the karma that came back while you got away with it.
I got jumped, I think, 2 days later by some dudes in the movie theater while I was with some chick.
Mm.
So it was like, ever since that day, all my karma would like literally bounce back to me a week later. I would literally wait for it. I would be nervous. Like, something's going to happen to me because I did that bad shit, and it would.
Mm,
but that's when I started believing in God. Like, God might exist. What the fuck is going on?
This is
the 11th time
I
did some foul shit, and some foul shit happened to me right after.
It may also be the product of, like, if that's the life you're leading, you're in
that's
a certain environment.
Say. That's what
know?
I say.
That,
yeah, but when things are happening to you when you're not even in your environment,
maybe.
It gets scary.
Well,
when you left your environment,
whatever you focus on, you can kind of manifest. I mean, if you're thinking that something bad's going to happen, something bad will happen.
It's almost like what you're saying is like you're about prevention and safety. Mm-hmm. So because you're about now you're safe, You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you have created that own reality, that reality.
I just choked up a dude, mm. one of Joe Budden's friends, a couple of days ago. And I did it because he, like, I tweeted Joe and I told Joe, I said, "Yo, Joe, I slapped the shit out you." And he said, "I don't believe you. You're just typing." And then his friend retweeted it and put LOL. So oh, I boy. See this dude all the time. So I was like, "See, what are you laughing at? That's a joke. Do you think that's a joke? Was that funny to you?"
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but when people say LOL, they're not really laughing out loud.
That's how I felt. I was like, but at the same time, I was like, "What did you mean by that?" Yeah. So I seen him. I choked him up and shit, and I did it because I wanted him to understand that you just can't be playing with people out here like that.
I really there's an action how he would do to every like reaction. Because the people in stand up, there's certain people that just test you for no reason. They just say the craziest
Here's what he said.
We would have way less comedians.
I'm probably not stand up.
You know what? He should come. I hope you start doing. We need to clean out some of that some of the fill around there.
Here's what's funny though is, taxes is saving lives. Mm. You get that because he's helping this. You choked that guy. To help him.
People don't know that.
They don't understand.
But that's an important lesson.
You understand that.
I needed that lesson to get my ass kicked with the gum thing. It was like, okay, I got to learn to fight.
You probably wasn't even mad.
I told a dude something like when I was a kid. He smacked the shit out of me.
Right.
He's way stronger than me. I tried to fight him, but he kept smacking the shit out of me. This dude I see this dude to this day. He doesn't want any issues with me because he's not the type of person. He's like, this dude is an animal, whatever it might be. But I understood why he slapped me, so I never did nothing back to him. When I seen him, like, after he smacked me years later, he was, like, scared, like, "Yo, bro." I'm like, "My nigga, that's nothing. I needed that.
Yeah.
You helped me stay alive." I might have said that to the wrong person.
And got shot in my head. Two beans in the cabbage.
I thought we were going to talk about Texas bitches.
Well, I'm talking about my bitches. I don't play like that.
Well, here's what... Look, it's kind of obvious. And I'll just say it's obvious. He's an incredible nigga, so he gets it in. I like how he drank when I said that. Like,
yeah, I got shot in the eye.
No, not shot.
Oh, you said
got your heart broke.
Well, I think every nigga did that. That's what most motherfuckers do what they do now. Because they still hurt off the first bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. They fell into a vat of awful bitches.
Why you she excited now? She's like, "Oh, pain."
Not me. I've never been got by anybody.
She's so washed.
Everybody's always loved me. I'm a great lover.
That if I said her name, it would be embarrassment to me because if she surfaced and decided to say I was speaking about it would be disgusting. She
no, you can just tell what happened. Not the name.
No, it wasn't really nothing much. It was just, you know, she's my girl and then she was like fucking with some dude from a block.
Vivek
A.
Fox?
From a block is a clown. Denny wasn't a clown.
What do you think made her veer away? Like, because I always feel like, you know, one of the things I say is that if your chick's coffee cup is full, another nigga can't put no more coffee in it. Mm-hmm. So where do you think you were lacking at that time that made her look elsewhere?
Man, we was kids, man.
Yeah.
When I tell you kids, I mean sixth grade kids.
Okay.
It ain't nothing. I don't even give a fuck. Like, it's like,
right.
Now I know what to do.
You didn't know what
gonna suck a dick now, I know why she did it.
Right.
If she even went to go do it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you got some hoes that just hoes is just going to go suck a dick.
I want to just say, a dick hoe. She want all the dick.
Yeah. Some chicks can't
you
see
can't
dicks.
Blame her.
Like, I know a girl. I told my man one day, I was like, "Yo, I'm going to leave out. Pull your dick out." I'm telling you, just pull your dick out when I walk out. I walked over and he pulled his dick out. His dick getting sucked. Some chicks can't see a dick.
And you wouldn't know where she would be right now.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I've been looking for like 9 years. Charlie from Coney Island, if you're out there, we love you. I met one person that knew you on this earth, and we both love you, and we just hope that you're safe.
Yeah. Holler at us. Hit us on the DM.
Follow me.
But it's interesting. Here's what I want to point out is the similarities. My bitch was in fourth grade. Fuck Stacey Diggs, that bitch. Mm. But he's talking about nobody's
trying
yelling,
to get me jumped.
Nobody's telling tax. Nobody's talking about tax in sixth grade.
Right.
Yeah. Motherfuckers was like, yo, you keep talking. You'll tell us some real pain. I'm like, nigga, it was pain in fourth grade.
Oh. He was also a businessman at that time.
At sixth grade, he just started popping around.
Like, you know what I mean? Shit was real. Three-way phones just started popping.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Avirexes was lit up,
yo. Little blue shit.
Where you at?
Oh, Nextel click to talk?
Yeah, yeah, man. Nah.
But it's you know, the pain that you feel is the pain that you feel regardless of your age. Man. So fuck y'all.
Can women get God?
Can you?
Yesterday, I know one of your God. I wouldn't. She will remain nameless. I mean, you know that your feelings have been hurt, right? You got hit in the head with a ketchup bottle. What the fuck?
But girls' feelings get hurt so much, it's just regular.
But that's, you know what it
girls
is?
Girls get God, but the turnaround for a girl is probably a little bit easier because they have the options. Because
they deal with the emotion. They deal with it differently.
Instagram is like a whole option now. All they got to do is post their ass on Instagram and get a new boyfriend.
Yeah, but everybody knows.
You don't even know she had a new boyfriend that fast.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, it's probably good. Look, let's be honest, Jax. You could fucking tweet out, I need a new bitch, and bitches would holler at you. Huh?
I should tweet that out now.
Yeah, but the foundation he's laid before that. Well, just a no-name bitch could go, hey,
Could
start a Twitter account today.
You're right.
Zero followers and just tweet, I want some dick.
You know what, though?
Yeah.
Harry
right.
could do that.
That's so annoying.
What?
Harry could tweet out and say, I need a new bitch, and get a new bitch.
Well, I've been saying that on this show.
You never tweet, I need a new bitch.
No, you fumble around it. You need to just tweet it. You need to just say
tweet it.
Tweet
it out.
Tweet it.
He goes,
left word.
Tax is like, where's my phone?
Yeah. I mean, I think.
Everybody's getting their phone out.
I need it.
Andre, you better not tweet shit, fucker.
I'm not tweeting anything, honey.
Yeah, why not?
Looking for, need a new bitch.
No, say less. Say way less.
What do I type here, Mara?
I need a new bitch.
Oh, I need a new bitch.
And then hashtag tweet me.
DM me. DM me.
DM me.
That's right. I mean, it's an interesting thing. The pain is funny that Tax, the first thing that Tax goes to is a sixth grade chick that was fucked like sixth grade.
Yeah, I still think about it to this day. That's how I ain't hurt now, but it's weird.
But
that's why I understand what men go through. Mm. It be some little shit because men are like naturally jealous. I know I'm all the way jealous. I don't want my girl to know no men. Like, I don't want her to know no men. I don't want her to know her father no more.
Because he might have fucked.
That's the first time we made eye contact. That was
she
scary.
Dominican. You just never know.
It's a weird thing.
You're not going to do any more meeting the dads
but
dinners?
But I would tell you this. You're laying the groundwork that those are things that you don't have to worry about. What I think sometimes is when we get hurt, when we get our feelings hurt, what we worried about is things that could never happen again. So, like, you're never going to be that kid in sixth grade who got hurt the way you got hurt, and it'll never happen again because it happened.
Right.
And if you really think about it, even in the context of what's what would hurt you, I mean, I think on an intellectual level, you would look at it differently. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anytime we fuck up and a bitch steps out, it's our fault because a chick is a direct reflection of the guy that she's fucking. So when you slipping, that's why she's fucking some other dude. And if you're not slipping, then you really understand your chick. That's the pimp game. When you're slipping, you lose bitches.
You lose your hoe, your hoe gonna choose somebody.
And what happens is, it's funny. I don't know. I know you've seen American Pimp. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Course.
So Rosebud is Rosebud.
Yeah,
double D for double dose of pimping. I gotta say that. But Rosebud pimped for like 45, 46 years, right? And I tell this story every once in a while. So Rosebud was having problems with his daughter, right? His daughter was, you know, like he was so protective because he was such a piece of shit, right? And then when she was like 9 years, she's like, Daddy, I want to get a man just like you. He was like, nah, don't do that, right? And he was having, like, we were setting up an interview for him to come on the show, and he kept kind of blowing me off. And I was like, dog, I could just tell, because this is another thing we don't do, is when you punch motherfuckers in the face and broke niggas' arms or whatever, unhinged jaws, you don't really.
I ain't do that, none of that shit.
Yeah, but you shot people. But just leaving me out there, taxed. Yeah. He was like, I ain't do that.
You was a lot stronger than me.
I did all of this shit, but not that stuff.
I didn't do that.
Shot,
that
but
I'm appalled about that.
I'm not an animal, for God's sake.
You was a little stronger than me. You just want to brag. Yeah. About breaking arms and unhinged jaws.
So, but the thing is, so he was having problems with his daughter, and his daughter was like, he was so overprotective that he was just like on her, and she ran away. And he was like, man, I don't know when I'm gonna be able to do this interview. My daughter's running around and da 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 da. And she's, you know, I'm trying to find her and this. And I go, listen, I go, can I be candid? He goes, just no disrespect. I said, Rosebud, if anybody knows bitches, you do. You've been pimping bitches for 46 years. I go, I don't mean no disrespect, but your daughter's a bitch. Mm-hmm. Apply the principles. And he got quiet because I thought he was like upset, and, you know, because I called his daughter a bitch. And then he was like, you know, you right, nigga. You right. He says, call me back in a couple of hours. He boom, 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 boom. And he called me back. He was like, yo, he pimped his daughter. Just mm-hmm. not. You know, he didn't get her to sell pussy, but he got her to come home, got her to go back to school, got her. Yeah. The principles are the same. And he said to me, man, you know, it took somebody on the outside to see that I was, sometimes I had it twisted. It like, I had it, like, the thing that I'm most good at, I'm not even using my resources. And so it's like when you say I'm jealous and this and that, and in my mind it clicks, I'm like, dog, like, really? Really? You jealous? If a bitch is not with you, she's losing. If a bitch is with you, she's winning. So if a bitch want to lose, why would you be upset because this bitch wants to lose? You feel what I'm saying? In your head, like, all right, bitch. Well,
this, exactly.
You
choose to lose, you refuse to win.
That, this, like, just come on. Game, like, man. you wanna drive in that 73 Corolla, or you wanna get on this party train? Like, right. Stop playing, bitch. Like, you know what it is. And I think when you know that, and that's important for the fans to understand it, when you really have worked at, because here's what's happened is you come from here and then you have progressively become a more credible dude, working on who yourself, putting in the work in to see who the fuck you are and how you can be a better person. Mm-hmm. And you didn't do that for pussy. It was your own personal growth. And so there's a sincerity in that. And bitches see that. They see it. They want to fuck with you. They want to fuck bitches who would never fuck with you. Want to fuck with you? You know what I'm saying? The popularity of the podcast and the popularity of people. It's just you protecting your manhood and respecting yourself and being a credible dude that motherfuckers are seeing, and that shines bigger than anything. Like, it's so for you to be. I'm just saying. I mean, I you can't.
That's what fucks me up when people say shit like, "Yo, what you doing?" Is like, I'm like, I'm doing me.
Right, right, right. And you don't know how to be nobody else but tax.
Yeah, exactly.
So motherfuckers be like, "Yo, you do this, you do that," and I go, "How does that feel?" I'm like, "Nigga, like." Feels like the seconds on the clock are ticking. Like, right. I mean, like, how am I supposed to feel? I don't know how to feel, be you. I don't know how to, you know, sometimes I act like Clyde John. Sometimes I'm just quiet.
I thought I forgot he was here, bro. I looked
sometimes
up.
I'm just mad quiet.
You know, he does live up to his nickname.
He does, right?
I mean,
he
let's is, be honest.
He earned it.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes guys go by like a mean Joe Green. Like, yeah. Hey,
he's all
Clyde right.
John. He's just quiet.
Oh, he's quiet.
It happens. So it is that the credibility of that shines. I mean, shout out to joke stealing ass Will Silvins. Saw him at the fucking Comedy Cellar. That nigga came upstairs and saw me and was shaking. This nigga's beard was shaking.
Oh, Jesus.
I was driving down and I saw him on the sidewalk, right? And my Jeep, the windows of the Jeep, and he looked, we made eye contact. It was this nigga that steals jokes. You probably know him. You know Will Silvins, the nigga who did the Wyclef, the Haitian nigga?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, so he's a joke thief.
Oh, that's what he be doing?
Yeah, yeah. Niggas, oh, shit. 90% of niggas shit steals. So, I call the nigga out being a joke thief, and everyone's like, oh, well, you know, he hasn't been to defend himself. So I was like, well, call a nigga. Let's defend yourself. Mm-hmm. But he won't. Come on. Mm-hmm. It's because it's the truth.
Joke it's the thief. Truth. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
So I seen a nigga on the sidewalk in the window, and we made eye contact, and I was like, you're a fucking joke thief, faggot, right? So he came upstairs, he saw me, his beard was shaking.
I don't know how he still came into the club. Your Jeep is parked out front. Yeah, it has your name and the face on the side of it.
You can't really tell my Jeep, though. You don't know if it's mine.
No, I mean, it only has your name and an image of your face on the side. How would you be able to know?
So then he came upstairs, and then he ran outside, and then all the comics was hanging out in front of the Comedy Cellar, and then I came out.
Naturally, you decided, you know, well, I gotta stretch my legs.
I wanted some air.
I could use fresh air.
I just wanted, so I came outside.
I'm gonna
go
out for a smoke. Dante, you don't smoke.
He grabbed his coat and he starts scaring it down the block, and I was like, look at him, running down the street with everybody's punchlines falling out of his pocket. Oh, shit. He's a fucking, you know, the credibility of that.
Yeah, stop it. Me personally, like people, like I got people that steal shit from me. I don't even pay that shit no mind.
Well, I mean, yeah, but well, I mean, it's because it's dope. You know, maybe why? Things that you say
because I feel like this. If I approach you about some shit you stole from me, you respond wrong. I beat the shit out of you. Right. That's one scenario.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second is.
But you would never.
I'm creative.
You would never.
Yeah. I ain't gonna run out of shit.
Right, right.
Mm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's so, right. But you would never unhinge your jaw because I'm the asshole.
No,
right?
I'm not gonna unhinge your jaw.
Man, not lines. Bad.
Thanks,
Stack.
Come on.
There are lines.
Rules in society.
Not like rules.
We're not animals.
I might beat the shit out, but I wouldn't unhinge your jaw. That's where we got to draw the line.
Keep your jaw together.
Yeah, there's not much of that in comedy anymore, unfortunately.
Unethical.
Yeah, it is.
Because all it would take is somebody to fucking whip Mencia with a belt three or four times.
I had to leave a place and just go, like, reluctantly buy food just so I don't have to knock you the fuck out. Dudes would say the dumbest things. I'm like, how the fuck are you saying this?
That is true, but you would be buying food anyway.
You
hungry all the time.
But it's like, god damn, dude. If I didn't want to get booked at this club, I would knock your teeth
out. There's no way you would drop the fucking bagel to hit a nigga. Just a crispy warm bagel with melted butter? With melted butter?
Come on.
You're going to... I forgive you. I forgive you for your pestilence. Yo, Tax, we're gonna some listener mail, all right? Let's help some
questions.
People.
All right. Okay, this one comes from our Facebook
gotta
page.
Gotta put the pimp shit on.
Facebook.com/TheBeigePhillip. When making plans, is it better to ask women for days they are free or to decide a day or give optional days and ask them to pick one? Mm. I feel that some options come across as more needy than others, but I struggle to understand which is which and why.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
You know how you're like, does Tuesday work for you or is Wednesday better? And then you start shaking your head yes.
Like when
why would that work better or why?
No,
which
wants to know,
better?
Like, what days are you off? And then let's
you know
make
when you
plans.
Meet a chick or whatever, you go, let's go out. You know, would you like to go out? And they go, yeah, or whatever. So you get the number and you want to make plans. Is it better to go, hey, I'm free Wednesday and Thursday? Or do you ask, what day are you free? Or what's the best
always,
way to do it?
I always go, I'm taking you out. I command.
Okay.
Command is always better. The reason why I command... Are we frozen? Jesus, we're frozen. Fuck.
No, we're not frozen.
No, I am. And Harry is. And I can't tell with Silent John because...
We're fine.
He hasn't moved anywhere.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm doing shit.
Yeah, and you're not. Let me stop it and restart it. And we can splice it, right?
I can. Well, yeah, I guess I'll have all right. to.
All right.
Anyway.
I don't know what this
is. Yeah, I always run into that problem a lot with this is like, do I want to make... Because the command thing, I get that you're supposed to do it, but then it's like, all right, I'm taking you out. And then it's like...
So, look, I'm taking you out. Listen, I'm coming to take you out Tuesday.
Right.
I think two options.
But here's what a girl who really has something to do, she'll go, I want to, but I can't on Tuesday. And then you go, then you negotiate the time. But I always make the command. And this is funny. I was talking to a dude the other day, and he was like, well, she likes me. And then I was like, I was thinking about kind of like coming by and maybe spending
some.
Decisiveness is always attractive. A woman always likes a dude who's decisive. If you're not decisive,
that's
it's
why
not
you shouldn't say, "Well, what days do you have off?"
You know,
no.
So I don't care what you got to do. I know
you got to do.
I know you. I know your mother
Leave
died
an hour
Tuesday
early.
I know your mom's. Your mom, always... right? Exactly. Your mom's died Tuesday, but look, you can go to that funeral later. We're gonna do lunch.
You gotta eat,
that
don't you?
Is pipping
you
on.
Gotta eat, right?
Shit, look, she ain't going nowhere.
Right.
She'll be there.
What's the big deal? Yeah.
So I think the command of that, the command of that is classical. Is just that you make you're decisive. You gotta. Like, there's things that I want to say, and whenever I say it, it guys take it verbatim, and they don't understand that anything I say is contextual, meaning,
yeah.
So listen, it don't matter what the fuck she think. Now, when I say that, you understand when I say that, Tack, it don't matter what the fuck she think, mm-hmm. It matter what I think. Now, to the same token...
Because most bitches want to be thoughtful, and that's just the game. They don't want to ask you. That's why when you ask them what they want to eat, they never know.
Right.
Because they want you to know what they want
right,
to
yeah.
eat.
Right,
yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
But how is it that when we're alone, we know what we want
to
eat?
Because you have to, otherwise you'll starve.
You're eating for survival.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, push comes to pleasure. Yeah. Now, when I say it don't matter what the fuck she think, look, it don't matter in the context. Like, I'm making these decisions.
Yeah.
But, bitch, if you got a peanut allergy, I don't want to feed you peanuts. You know what I'm saying? Bitch is dead because I didn't think enough to...
Lips all swollen. Looking like Will Smith and Hitch.
Bitch is dead because I didn't give a fuck. That's how I pimp, nigga. Bitch, you going to eat peanuts. I got a peanut allergy. I don't give a fuck. So I'm not saying
well, take this nut butter ball, bitch.
When I used to teach auto sales to salespeople, we would four square people, and then at the end you just give them two options. You're like, is $500 down in this monthly payment work, or does this one with this monthly payment work better? And then you shut the fuck up, and whoever talks first loses. And it's the same thing with dating.
Sure,
you're like, does Tuesday work or does Wednesday work better? Great, I'm picking you up at 7.
Well, here's what's funny is because Harry just had a thing where he's got this chick who's talking to him but not talking, like he put him on ice, so she's liking all his Instagram, she's just goofy shit. So he asked, he's what did I think? Like, text her, call me,
right?
Call me.
Did you?
Yeah, oh, he did. Yeah. You know what she came back with? What's up?
Question mark. And then it was done.
Fuck you, bitch. Yeah. I'm not playing this game with you. Clearly, you know why I'm telling you to call me.
And you know what the fuck you're doing, too. Stop. Just why?
And even if she don't, it don't matter. The point is that it don't matter what the fuck she think. That's when I say it don't matter what the fuck she think. It matters what you're willing to put up with.
So then what would you do at that point?
I'm done. I don't.
It's done.
Like, yeah, I just hit you up about that shit recently.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
I see a problem with a chick, and I was like, I know why you're doing this. I know how to fix it. But do I even want to?
No, right. You don't.
I'm
want
tired.
You don't have
I don't
to.
Fucking
especially at these ages. I'm too old to be playing games and teaching you things you were supposed to learn when you was younger. That's why I tell chicks I need women with experiences. Don't come to me talking about you only had sex with 4 dudes. Hit me when you have sex with 42 dudes.
And then he drinks.
I don't want to. I don't want you sucking one dick.
I need to call me after
40 dicks.
Don't come over here unexperienced.
But don't come here with 243. That's too many. You got to keep it.
243 is way too much.
But 43 is good.
Yeah, yeah.
43 is
you
enough.
Got the sweet
Mara's
spot.
Like,
you think about it.
Mara's like, I am appalled. I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
Limiting
There's nothing
me.
Wrong with 243 dicks. I'm like, Mara, this sounds personal.
How many dicks have you had, Mara?
Quite a few.
We gotta break out the abacus.
If you can narrow it out to the nearest 10 or 100.
The nearest
100. I think the last time I counted, I was definitely in the like early 50s.
That's not a lot of dicks.
Yeah, but I was married forever, and I was like.
Oh, you was fucking on your husband?
No. I just got real active afterwards.
You
was so tired of that one dick. You was going through that one dick syndrome.
Well, it's also she's broken. So,
yeah.
gotta, you know.
You gotta factor that in.
Gotta factor. We got any more? We got one more, and then we.
Yeah, he wants to know, can you give him a little more text game? I guess we just went over that. And he wants to know if he should use the new emojis.
Never use a fucking emoji.
He's worried about new ones.
Let me ask you something.
In general, does he mean emojis?
No. There's new emojis that came out.
What are the new ones? They look up.
They're like waving hands. And he's like, should I use the hand waves or the wing?
How do you know this?
Because I have an iPhone. I got the new shit. Six plus.
Let me just say this.
Don't do that.
What the fuck is the difference?
Oh, no. Huh? Oh no! I've seen this game played before, Andre.
Nah, nigga, I know about those games.
Yeah. Hey, let me hold that for a second.
Let me see that.
That's a 6+.
No.
Yo, what the fuck is this shit?
Steve Jobs ain't make this.
Shit don't feel real.
That's an Apple with three P's.
Yeah, right. Here's the thing. It's just like you said. Emojis are cute. Nigga, you want to be cute?
Yeah.
Who wants to be cute? He sent me such a cute emoji.
But my therapist said that communication with emojis can sometimes express tone, and it's easier to accept. But I was like,
and how long did your therapist pimp?
Yeah.
How
much pussy
did he start at 13?
Yeah. I think it was before her grad work.
It's you don't want to be cute. I don't even put LOL. You never see no LOL.
But then again,
LOL
depends on how old feminine. Too. It yeah. depends on how old
I gotta
old
put
too.
Mad O's on the LMAO.
Now that might be, Andre does bring up an interesting point. There might be a new generation
of. If you're talking to a 20-year-old girl and you don't ever laugh once, that bitch is ready to call. Like, what did I do wrong?
You can laugh
and that's
life.
Exactly
you know
what
she. Yeah,
and that's exactly what she said. Bitch, I don't laugh.
Back on Dante.
I don't never laugh.
It's shit funny.
Nothing's happened.
Shit funny in my life.
Go,
shit
you
is
need
real.
To fuck with some happy go lucky
no good
motherfucker.
Oxtail in a week.
Right, here's how much I laugh.
Oxtail on Nostrand. Yeah. Nostrand Bergen. The new spot. Let's make the run. After this. Oxtail.
One last question.
I'm
going to
have one in the back of the truck.
Someone was asking about this. This came up, and a couple people were asking about the Sex Till Dawn author. Let's just clear that up. Like,
okay,
what happened
so
with that?
Here's what happened with the sex.
It.
Listen, I am
Christopher D. Ryan.
Got to check this book out, Tax. It's fucking amazing. This
so dude, a couple of people ask, you
dude's
brought
a
it
PhD.
Up.
So here's the thing. Christopher Ryan was supposed to come on the show. He wrote this book called Sex at Dawn. The book is about the visceral drives of man and relationships and sex. He just came out. He's also in this... This documentary that shows that monogamy is just horseshit.
I got the documentary's called Monogamy is Horseshit.
Monogamy is Horseshit. I actually think that people, when they get married, they should get married for like 7 years and then it dissolves like Snapchat. Like your marriage dissolves. So if you don't want to re-up, you don't got to re-up. And if you want to re-up, you re-up, you be like, yo. So this is what happens
this
if the marriage
is a fool.
If you marry, right, and it's like the 6 or 7 year now, all your bitch is cooking, she's sucking your dick. Bop, 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 bop. And like, bitch, I'm.
That's like a contract year.
What happened with Christopher Ryan?
So he was supposed to come here, and I'm not
set up.
I'm not a fucking like I was giddy about this dude.
Absolutely.
Like I was really giddy about this dude. I got food catered. Whatever, like
we had this booked about a month in advance, which is pretty rare for what we do.
I don't never book nothing in a month in advance. I was just really excited about having a dude come, and I fucking fucked up the date. It was my fault. I fucked up the date. I thought
somebody sent a different date originally.
No, it was my fuck.
But,
up. It was my fuck
but you
up.
Didn't.
And then I was like the 17th and the 15th, and then I thought the 17th was Saturday, and I had the caterers coming, and I was supposed to come pick them up, and I just fucked up the date. And then the day of the thing, I fucked up, and I was like, he was like, "Are you coming to get me or not?" And I was like, and I was running errands, and I was getting my car fixed, so I couldn't get him, and I couldn't get in contact with nobody, and I just, rather than have him waste his time and us not, because he had a hard out to go to take a flight back to
right, yeah.
I don't know where he was going, but I think he was going overseas.
Right.
And I just fucked up, man. And I apologized extensively. And we apologized on Twitter. And I'm apologizing. But it was my fuck up. And the dude is like, I'm a dickhead because he thinks I was just fronting. And
right. Yeah. Yeah.
And he also, the dude's a PhD on like the breakdown of attraction and mating. It's like it's a nigga that you just, you know what I'm saying? I don't, like if I ran, like if I met, I'm trying to think of somebody like I'm not giddy with stars.
Right, but like intellectual,
but like this nigga's the nigga that knows everything that I want to know. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was just goofy with this nigga, and I fucked up the whole thing, and now he's not coming on the show. So I'm working on it though.
We'll try to fix it.
We'll definitely get him on tax season.
Yeah. If it makes you feel better, Dante.
You just hurt my heart. That really fucking. That hurt my fucking heart.
That's some gangster shit right there. He had no intention or interest in booking him until he found out that that you can't have him.
Nigga,
that's some 50 Cent shit.
A tear came in my eye. Yeah.
He's like, hey, Silent Joe, get on this guy already.
He already emailed him. Why are you talking about him?
Christopher R. Ryan or whatever the fuck his name is. Let's make sure we get him on the thing.
You hurt my feelings. You really fucking hurt my feelings. Fuck.
Yep.
Yo. Thanks for coming out, dog. We got a fucking problem with you, man. Thank you for coming out, dog. You're doing your thing. Please plug the show, the everything. Twitter, all that.
Appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all subscribe, comment. Tax Season Podcast. TAX Season. Tax Stone on Twitter and everything else. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate
man,
this,
thanks
man.
For coming, Tax. Yeah, I really was quick.
You dudes are dope.
Yo, yeah. I'd love to have you back, bro. I'd really love to have you back.
Now we're going to have you on Tax Season.
Love
first.
To do that, too.
Bring y'all
no there. Doubt, no doubt.
Drink some food.
Silent John, you want to whisper something?
Man, thank you.
Man. That's a good thing. Come have a good
His
time.
His microphone is on,
it
by
is
the
on.
Way.
It
and
is
it's
on.
At the highest level. And it's like... It's gotta, not picking it up.
It
it's
pick
defying.
Up
it is defying.
It's like, yo, thank you for coming, having me.
It's
I
defying logic.
Your Twitter, you want your Twitter hit you or whatever? Thanks for coming, dog. I appreciate it. Mara, talk to me, baby.
You can always find me at maralive.com or through our website, beigephilip.com, or through our network, riotcast.com.
Yeah. Mm. Harry.
My website, of course, as always, is ihatecomedy.com. But I'm going to start pushing all my videos on YouTube. They don't have enough views, I've decided.
Yeah.
I worked hard on those shits.
Let's get them up.
And they're up already.
They're up.
That's
get
the beauty
them.
Of them. So go to YouTube/HarryTurjanian. Just find them, watch them, like the shit, share it. I'm tired of these nobodies fucking running the court. These untalented, mediocre nobodies.
I don't know.
Running the court. It's enough.
It's enough.
You gotta
it's a lot of mashed potatoes with no gravy.
Yeah, just absolutely.
ain't shit sweet.
I had the most good mashed potatoes the other day. Shout out to the Palms restaurant.
Yeah.
At where?
The Palms.
Oh,
Palms restaurant.
Yeah.
That shit was mad. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hated mashed potatoes after jail. I did not eat them in there.
For a long time.
No, I don't want no mashed potatoes.
Ever.
Them shits was banging.
What were they? Nice. Garlic mashed potatoes?
Nah, it was, all rotten. It was all like rotten. Cheddar
nice.
Cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Jesus.
Yeah. The point.
Shout out to the Palms.
Yeah. Well, the point is, I'm tired of all the smooth jazz and comedy taking over. Watch my videos,
all
goddamn.
That Kenny G shit.
Yeah.
A lot of Kenny G going on.
Tired of that dental office music. Is most for comedy. Real. So watch my videos, goddammit.
Andre, talk to me.
Yo, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Andre D. Thompson. There's no underscore. Stop following other fucking things that I don't use.
Fucked up shit on my page.
That's it.
Don't just follow me on Instagram if you're not ready.
You know, be ready.
Oh, yeah, be ready. Fuck bartenders, apparently.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah, hit me up, man. Andre D. Thompson.
GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. Yo, the pimp cup. We are in the pimp cup. The pimpettes and the pimps, the square pimp brigade going down, yo. You asked for them. We got them. I love y'all. Yo, if you like what we doing, pay it forward, motherfucker. Pay it forward. Tell three friends, and so on and so on and so on. Don't be stingy. Keep all this fucking pimp shit to yourself. I love y'all, man. Also, rate and review us on iTunes. Really important. And if you need a one-on-one consultation, hit me at savemedante@gmail.com. I will help you manage your bitch. I will get your man to fuck you again. Whatever you need, I'll do it. Love y'all, man. We out. Peace. There's nothing wrong with 243 dicks.